why does Guardians of the Galaxy resonate so much with audiences? The $200 million blockbuster, which, let's just take that in for a moment, the budget was $200 million, was based on a comic that was really not highly known. It's certainly not a Spider-Man or a Wonder Woman. It's a tongue-in-cheek sort of hodgepodge group, motley crew, as they say in the business. I mean, to describe the film plot, it's a tree, a baby tree, a talking, scientifically engineered raccoon, a green woman, and a white dude who's half God. And some of the other stranger parts are that the baby tree is played by Vin Diesel. And he literally says in one sentence, "I am Groot." And the talking raccoon is played by Bradley Cooper. So a couple of A-listers being CGI'd is an interesting choice. So why do people love it? It's got a nice analog digital mix. It has all of the CGI sort of effects, but it has as its soul a sort of mixtape approach. A major plot point is the main character's got these sort of mixtapes for his mother, and so you see a cassette being played on a Walkman, and all of these early 70s sort of very dated but fun to revisit songs like Brandy and some Fleetwood Mac. And so these songs sort of play along. So the movie feels almost like a music video from early 70s easy listening hits. And yet it feels very much at place in the modern world. There's something very Fast and the Furious about the cast. And that's not to say they both have Vin Diesel, but the sort of approach to multicultural, ethnically diverse populations, including species, living creatures like kingdom, phylum, all of those elements. We have trees and animals and mammals and aliens, and then there's the fact that there's a white dude who also doesn't know his genetic makeup, I think plays very well to the sort of ambiguous space that racial identity finds itself in 2017, which is to say a group of people can be a successful cohesive team even if they have incredibly diverse backgrounds. And in fact, the way to save the universe is actually to combine the different talents of a group of people who have in their background very different skill sets. Is it problematic that the African-American actress is green? Perhaps. But as it's generally just a really fun movie. At 2.5 hours, it falls into the sort of trap that more recent trap of just letting movies run a little long, because it could be a solid 2-hour film. It's good at 2.5 hours. It's they could have probably made it more lean. It doesn't feel like Iron Man. It feels a little more bloated, but it's still a good time.